Everyone, if you would all rise, please. We're going to sing number 361. 361. Shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I shall feed at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. All the days of my life. He restoreth my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in house of the Lord forever, and I shall feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His great hand will lead me to the mansions He's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I shall feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Let's remain standing for prayer. And as we pray today and ask God's presence and power to be with us, Brother Patterson, would you lead us, please, in our prayer?
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. And at this time, we're going to have a Bible reading. Brother Roger Delisle is going to be reading for us.
Good morning. If you'd like to follow along with me, and we're 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Most of you Bible scholars know that's the love chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove the mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquities, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but wherever there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now I see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Not I know in part, but then I shall be known just as I am, also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And may God have blessings through his word.
Amen. Number 649. Oh, happy day that fixed the chore on thee, my Savior and my God. May this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, happy bond that seals my vows to him who merits all my love. Let cheerful anthems fill his house while to that sacred shrine I move. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. It's done, the great transaction done. I am my Lord's and he is mine. He drew me in, I followed on, thrilled to confess the voice divine. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. At peace my long, divided heart can in this calm assurance rest. There is no power can make me part from love by which I've been possessed. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Amen. Would you all stand, and we're going to sing number 663 for our offertory hymn, 663.
Redeem how I love to proclaim it. Redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem though his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me does continually dwell. By the blood of the Lamb, redeem, redeem, his child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem, his child and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth his footstep and gives me a song in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
Brother Bob, will you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. Brother Johnny, if you have a song for us, would you come up, please?
Good morning, everyone. You know, as we wait upon our Lord, either to come or to call us home, you know, we just have to continue to work, to be a witness and let our light shine. But one of these days, my number's going to be called. And I'm going to finally see my Lord face to face and thank him for what he's done for me. You know, one of these days, I'm going to go there and see him, please.
I've heard of a land just over Oak Jordan, where all the redeemed we're forever upon, where sorrow can come and death cannot enter. Forever I'll be by my Savior's side. I'm gonna go there where the rivers flow. I'm gonna go there, happy faces are glowing. I'm gonna go where nobody's feeble, fighting, no. I'm gonna go there, every day is getting dearer. I'm gonna go there, every step I'm nearer. I'm gonna go there, hallelujah. I'm gonna go there. Hallelujah. Sometimes I can feel sweet reason for glory over my soul, bringing sunshine and rain. It's just a small view of the glory that's waiting. Whatever I'll be, and my Jesus will reign. I'm gonna go there where the rivers flow. I'm gonna go there, happy faces are glowing. I'm gonna go where nobody's feeble, tired, and no. I'm gonna go there, every day's just dearer. I'm gonna go there. Every step I'm near, I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go there. God's hope. I'm gonna go there. The walk streets of gold. I'm gonna go where nobody's feeble, tired, and no. I'm gonna go there where the angels are free. I'm gonna go there, they go hearts are ringing. I'm gonna go there, now hallelujah. I'm gonna go there. Yes, I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go where nobody feeble, tired at all. I'm gonna go there. Oh, I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna go there. You see my Jesus now face to face. I'm gonna go there just to dwell with you forevermore. Praise God. Yes, I am that. One of these days, I'll see my Lord. Woo-wee. It's gonna be beautiful. I know he's beautiful too.
Right. Wonderful. Before Brother Irv Rifkin comes up here, let me make an announcement about tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll be having our evening service here. So come out and be with us. And then Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, we'll be having our Bible study. And we are studying the life of David. And my, what a thrill that is to study about David. David was a man after God's own heart. And he's the one that God has already pre-selected. I mean, there's not going to be any voting, no polls, nothing like that. He's been appointed of God and anointed of God to rule Israel, the nation of Israel, in its longest reign of its history, 1,000 years. And we're looking forward to that. So come out and let's study about David on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And we're happy to have today with us, all the way from El Salvador, a fellow that is not a stranger to our congregation and shouldn't be to you, Brother Irv Rifkin, who has been associated with the Friends of Israel for 75 years, his label says, but I don't think he's been with them quite that long. But come on up, and we're so happy to have you with us today.
Thanks.
In our service.
It's my pleasure. Thanks. I really enjoy when Jim, John sings, because on our 25th, we went to Nashville. Yeah. We like country western, you know? Yeah. So. Yeah. So God's been good to us, and by God's grace, we're building that refuge in El Salvador, and it's almost just about finished, the first floor. Now when we go back, Cordelia goes back November 6th, we're going to have to dig a well, because we have people going to be coming in now, seniors, and elderly ladies, wash clothes all day long, and that's this one here. Yeah, mine or hers? Okay. So they wash clothes. Should I take it off or what? Okay, wash clothes all day long. Make $5 a day. Beans are high, rice is high. They had a bug down there in the coffee plantation, so things are getting higher. But another thing happened to me in last October. By God's grace, I was in Israel. He sang about the Jordan, When you go down that path to get baptized, they have so many languages in tiles. It's just beautiful. Every language, And here people are from all over the world going into that river, the Jordan. And let me tell you something, there's plenty of water there. It's unbelievable. Plenty of water there. I mean, you can't go with your feet. I mean, they're swimming in the water over there. And they come from all over the world just to get baptized. We had, I think, about 7 people from our group were baptized. But what really it was exciting to me is when on our tour group, we had 3 people from Ethiopia. And in Israel called Safed. And in Safed, they're bringing Operation Moses, Ethiopians from Ethiopia into Israel to... They're Jews, they're Falashas, they're Jews. And what we were told while we were there, that they've studied these people for 7 generations, that's a long time, to make sure that they really were worshiping in the way of ancient Judaism. Imagine. So Abraham and his wife and daughter, she was blind, she had a stick walking all over. We went down a big cave, 2-3 levels down, archaeological dig. We went underneath the tunnels. We're going all over, We went to the Dead Sea, and she was right there. And we became real good friends. So he invited me to his Ethiopian Evangelical Church up in Sacramento. And I went there, and I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. They have, really, it's a big population up there in Sacramento. But then he said, you have to come to my daughter's wedding. His daughter and her fiance just graduated from San Francisco State. So I was up there last weekend at the wedding. 500 people at the church. St. Mark's Lutheran, it was the biggest church, it was beautiful, and all in their own language. I didn't understand a word, you know. But you know, then they're standing there, you know, this guy's 6'4", and his name is Guillaume. I mean, real biblical names, because part of his family are Jewish, Falashas. Guillaume, and her name is Bethsaida. Imagine. So, you know, Betty, her name is, you know, we say Betty, you know. But I mean, it was the most beautiful thing. He had seven guys and she had seven girls. And when they were at the home getting dressed, their culture is, and it's just like ancient Judaism, their culture is, he has to come with his group of guys to come and claim the bride to be, you know? And all the guys are at the door not letting them come in. You can't come in, you can't come in. And you know, why are you here? Why, you know? And the idea is just, I come in the name of God to, you know, to get my, you know, future bride, you know? Just beautiful. And same thing with Judaism, you know? The girl and the guy, they write a ketubah, a written instrument, that really they're not, they never had sex, nothing happened, but they were legally married, and the boy goes home to his father's house, and he's building his house. And then everybody's waiting for the groom to come and bring, get the bride, right? And it's the same thing right now. We're the bride of Christ. And who we're waiting for? We're waiting for the Father to come, you know, to go bring us back to his house, you know? It's just a beautiful, you know, representation of that future in Israel. Just beautiful. So, time last week, and I came back sick as a dog, because in San Francisco, it's colder than the Dickens, you know? Then they go out to the park to take all kinds of pictures. And then, Sunday, they had a big dinner. 500 at the wedding, and then 200 just for their family and friends. In Napa, where the earthquake was, you know? And at this hotel, the Marriott, they have a big tent there, and we had our dinner, 200 people in the big tent. But you know, when you go to an Ethiopian, I don't know if you ever eaten an Ethiopian restaurant, eat with your hands. there are no forks or knives. It's just your fingers, and that's the way you do it, you know? And I don't like sushi, personally, but their culture is, they have a piece of steak raw. Raw, and I mean, they love it. I said, no, thank you, I mean, raw. You know, the only thing they had on that table was a knife to cut the steak. But it was really exciting. And the idea was, they allowed me to speak a few times over there at the wedding, and telling them about, you know, there's a prayer in Deuteronomy 6:4, it says, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. You know, hear, O these married couple, you know, you're not one anymore, you know. If Pop says, come on over, you say, wait a second, I gotta waste the other half. Everybody started to laugh, you know, because you're not one anymore, you're a unity. So that's what happened. We have some magazine. A lot of people, after I left last time, is, oh, could you give me the magazine? I said, well, you know, there was on the table, sign. I can't do it. So here's some brand new magazines, October, September, October. Take a magazine and put your name down. You'll get it for a year for free. So that's going to be good. So, you know, this coming month, well, it's here already, Shoshana, the new year, you know, the blowing of the trumpet. But I want to talk about something a little bit different. Holiday. But it's a time on the Jewish calendar. We're having trouble here. Should I bring it up or what?
Have it taken off. Just
use the mic. Yeah, okay. Let me take it off. It's not a holiday. It's a day in the calendar of Israel that is just terrible. And it's a time of really remembrance of bad things that happened in the Jewish culture. So let me take this off. So if you want to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 2. And it's called, this, it's in August, it was just last month, August the 5th. Lamentations, chapter 2, beginning with verse 15. You know, after Jeremiah, you got Jeremiah, then Jeremiah wrote Lamentations as well. And he's lamenting. I mean, this guy's crying. We can understand. Chapter 2, verse 15. All that pass by clap their hands at ye. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All thine enemies have opened their mouth against thee. They hiss and gnash their teeth. They say, we've swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we have looked for. We have found, we have seen it. You know, you think about past history and look at this, what's happening today. Same enemy, want to kill her, want to destroy her, want to wipe Israel off the face of it. Nothing's changed. You know, man's heart doesn't change unless he's been circumcised by the Lord Jesus Christ, you know? And, you know, I was just hearing a speech by Cruz in Texas before a Muslim group. And you know what he said? It was beautiful. He says, if you hate the Christians, you hate the Jews. You got to love the Christians and you got to love the Jews. And if you love the Jews and you love the Christians, you got to love Israel. And some in the audience were booing him. Imagine. You know, people, you know, anti-Semitism is in the world and they hate us. You know, they just did another thing with an English guy, right? Just the other day. I had it on, I turned it off, I didn't even want to see it. You know? Sotloff, one of the fellows, the Americans, he's a Jewish guy. His mother wanted to go raise money to go pay the money, the ransom, to get him out. And the State Department said, you can't do that or else you go to jail. And even the people who help you pay the money to support you, they'll go to jail. We don't do those things. You know, we're living in a strange world. You know, a strange world. And let's face it, every parent wants their son or daughter to be safe, you know? And they'll do anything to get them back, right? The Lord, verse 17, the Lord hath done that which he had devised. He hath fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old. He hath thrown down and hath not pitied, and he hath caused thine enemy to rejoice over thee. He has set up the horn of thine adversary. Their heart cried unto the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night. Give thyself no rest. Let not the apple of thine eye cease. You know, this holiday, well, not holiday, this terrible day, and we all have memories of terrible days, let's face it. But in the house of Israel, this is to commemorate this particular time. It's called Tisha B'Av. Tisha, it's on the calendar, but we're going to explain what it is. It's the time to commemorate the breach of the Jerusalem walls during the Babylonian captivity. When they broke those walls down in Babylon, when Nebuchadnezzar came in, I mean, they destroyed that land. You know something? A lot of times, I know in my life, we have to go through a time of testing, you know, if we're going the wrong way. You know, you want to study David. You know, he was a man, his heart was after God, right? But he screwed up a lot. But the beautiful thing about God is he forgives. He knows really the intentions of our hearts, you know? It was a rotten father David was, you know? Look at, you know, this other stuff. But God knew his heart, just wanted to please him. It was the burning of the Torah scrolls and the erection of idols in the temple during the Roman incursion. 70 AD, the Romans came in and destroyed it again. And it all happened on the same day, Tisha B'Av. Also, according to the Jewish tradition, the day that Moses broke the first set of tablets, Tisha B'Av. You know? It's a day of commemorating the sad things that happened in our lives as a people. Imagine the place where we, you know, can you imagine if here, this thing could have an earthquake, you know, the thing could burn down, whatever it is. You go out in the parking lot and you have a church service, right? In Israel, it wasn't so. They had to go to the temple. That was the place to worship, you know? They had to go there, bring their offerings, bring everything, and they didn't have a place to go. And not only that, but all the people round about at that time, ha, 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 you say you believe in God. Why is this thing happening to you? Right away, you know, you say you're a Christian. Look at, you know, right away, people are knocking us down, so to speak, you know. But a lot of times, and I think what I have to say in my own life, you go through this time of testing. Why? Because you become stronger. When I had my cancer and I was looking at the prayer of how many people have cancer here and friends, you know, paralyzed, had hand controls, chemotherapy, almost died twice, you know, radiation and all this other stuff. My niece now has ovarian cancer over in Philadelphia. She's only 33 years old, Michelle, you know. You say, you hang on. Well, as believers, we have someone to hang on to. But imagine, here my little niece, Michelle, I said, well, I spoke to her. I said, Michelle, I mean, when you're getting this chemotherapy, what do you say? Are you calling out to God? No, you know, I don't believe the way you do, Uncle. I said, you got to call into something. What are you saying, you know? Because I know when I was getting that chemo, all I could pray was, Lord, take this garbage out of my body. That's what I prayed, you know? Cleanse me, you know? Terrible, you know? 3 weeks before the 5th of August, 3 weeks, according to Jewish tradition now, no weddings or celebrations. Why? Because it's a sad time. There's no happiness because the temple's been destroyed twice in our history. You're not even to wear new clothes, nothing new, everything's supposed to be old because it's a time of lamenting, it's a time of crying and sorrow. And not even during the last 9 days, you can even eat meat or drink wine because wine is supposed to be happiness. This is a sad time, you know? Sad time. Let's look at 2 Kings 25. 2 Kings 25. Second Kings chapter 25. Second Kings 25. All right. And it came to pass, beginning with verse 1, in the ninth year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came, he and all his host, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and they built forts against round about it. And the city was besieged unto the 11th year. Imagine. The king of Zedekiah. And look what it says on verse 3. And on the ninth day of the fourth month, Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of the fourth month, Tisha, the ninth day of the month of Av, Tisha B'Av. And on the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the, can you imagine? Jerusalem, Bethlehem, the house of bread. There was no water, no bread. You know, these people came and they blocked every way. You couldn't have any kind of commerce. It's almost the same thing, you know. We had at our conference just last year, our dear friend Timothy, he's over there in Warsaw, Poland. He married a Jewish girl from Kiev. My mother was born near Kiev. I'm the firstborn of my family in America because all my family came from Russia, Lithuania. So here, Timothy married this young Jewish girl from Kiev and had nothing but trouble last year to get her papers fixed from the different governments to bring her to Warsaw, where they live. Her family are Kiev. The father right now, because we emailed, her father right now is in Donetsk, eastern Ukraine, where the war is. And he's in a synagogue guarding the synagogue right now. Imagine that. And the family went from Kiev. All the planes are filled, all the trains are filled, had to go by bus from all the way from Kiev all the way to Warsaw. Just this year, we were asked from friends in Costa Rica, would we go to Nicaragua to minister in this poor little church up in the mountains? So we, right away, how much does it cost by plane? $1,000. How much does it cost by bus? $100. 10 hours. From San Salvador to Managua, Nicaragua. So we said, we don't know anybody there in Managua at the bus terminal. How are we going to know you? He says, what are we going to do? We're going to have a nice piece of paper, a cardboard, and we're going to have saying Shalom. So here we're at the bus terminal, you know, in Managua, Nicaragua, and here this guy comes up with a hat. He says, hey, buenos dias, como esta? Hey, you know, his name was Felipe, you know. He says, come on, let's go. We're going to go to the house. So we went an hour and a half in his pickup all the way up in the mountains to Messiah, Los Conchas. Everyone in this little place where we stayed, his family have all kinds of little rooms that they all stay in, 20 of them. Every adult has diabetes. Every adult. Nothing but Coca-Cola, nothing but sweet bread, nothing but rice, all kinds of carbohydrates. They don't eat any vegetables and they don't eat any fruits. Can you imagine that? And they are poor as church mice, I'm telling you. I mean, we made a dinner for them one night. They couldn't believe we had salad, you know? And we went on the street to buy the lettuce and lechuga, and I'm telling you, half of it was rotten. But you know, and then tomatoes and onions, and, you know, it was the most beautiful, and everybody, boy, wow. But the most beautiful people in the whole world. And by God's grace, we had to go to these two government schools because it's a communist country. We had to get permission from the director of the school to be able to come in, and we went in different rooms. We had two different classes, and we had child evangelism right there. Just beautiful. Then all the way up in the mountains, even a 30-minute ride beyond where we were, in another school, I mean, these kids were so, we brought lunch, we brought hot beans and rice to them for lunch, and you know what they said, Barnabas? He says, we're going to take some of this home to mom, you know, we don't have any food in our house. It makes you cry, really, you know, cry. But by God's grace, you know, we were used of the Lord to, you know, to show the love of Christ. That's what it's all about, you know? And here these guys are coming in to destroy, utterly to destroy. Let's look at Jeremiah 39. Jeremiah 39. Same idea. You know, God is repeating the story. You know, it's for us to remember certain things. So Jeremiah 39 says, beginning of verse 1. So in the ninth year of Zedekiah, the king of Judah, in the tenth month, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army against Jerusalem, and they besieged it. And in the 11th year, the ninth year, then it's 2 years they were going in and really destroying this place. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, notice, in the fourth month of the ninth day, Tisha B'Av. So if you have a Jewish calendar in August that says Tisha B'Av, you know what we're talking about right now. The ninth day of the month, the city was broken up. Now look what it did. And all the princes of the king of Babylon came in and sat in the middle gate, even, and all these other guys, you know. And it came to pass, verse 4, that when Zedekiah, the king of Judah, saw them and all the men of war, he fled. Look at that. And went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the king's garden, by the gate between the two walls, and he went out the way of the plain. But the Chaldeans, you know, here in Southern California, over there in El Cajon, we have a whole group of Chaldeans, don't we? Supposed to be, you know, Christians, Catholic Christians. Army pursued after them and overtook Zedekiah in the plain of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, to Riblah in the land of Haman, where he gave judgment. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah and Riblah before his eyes. And also the king of Babylon slew all the nobles. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes, bound him with chains to carry him to Babylon, you know. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire and break down the walls of, you know, it's a terrible time. It's the blackest, most sorrowful day in the Jewish year. Can you imagine when something tragic happens in our lives, you lose a loved one, you know. Look at the floods that just happened over there, you know. Something terrible happens, it's the blackest day in the world, you know? And we remember it. You can't help but remember it because your mind is a computer, you know? Till we're with him up in heaven, everything's going to be new. You know, we don't have to worry anything back here anymore, you know? Destruction of the two Jerusalem temples in 586 and 70 AD on the 9th of Av, each was destroyed. Since then, the Jewish people have been dispersed all over the world, you know? God had a reason. You know, and then 144 are going to start, 1,000 are going to start preaching. There's a reason. They're going to know all the languages, because I was in the service with a guy that spoke 8 languages. He was from Russia during the Second World War. His mother, because of the war and with the Nazis, they were from Russia. He wasn't circumcised. Because in case they were stopped, the kid would be saved. He's not circumcised.
They went all over Europe. He spoke Italian, he spoke Russian, he spoke French, he spoke English, he spoke Spanish, you know. And when he got to Israel, he was on the soccer team. So when they're taking their showers, the kid says, "What are you doing here? You're a Gentile. You're not circumcised." He says, "Wait a second, you know, I'm circumcised." So when we went through basic, he went back to Europe because he was a translator, Leonid. And after I became a believer and went back to Philadelphia, we met, you know, and you know what he said? "Well, I married a Presbyterian." She wasn't a Christian, but she was a Presbyterian, you know? You know, well, but I don't know, he didn't believe, you know? And his father and mother were, and here he was a colonel in the Russian army, his mother was a scientist, and here he was cleaning floors, and his mother was doing something else just to make a living to pay the rent as refugees here in America. And their kids went through college, university, and everything else. Interesting, you know? Look at the Jeremiah 52. Jeremiah 52, same idea. So Zedekiah was 1 and 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord, and took all that Jehoiakim had done. For though through the anger of the Lord it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, till he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came in and all his army against Jerusalem, pitched against it, built forts against it round about, so that the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And what? Verse 6? Tisha B'Av. And on the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, that there was no bread for it, people of the land. The city was broken up, and all the men of war fled and went forth out of the city by, you know, everybody, you know, this, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have Rosh Hashanah. We're going to have the Day of Atonement, of repentance, you know, and all these other holidays coming in the next couple of weeks in the Jewish calendar. The civil new year, you know, blowing of the trumpet. You read Leviticus 23. But this day is the worst day. The synagogue, when you go to the synagogue, it's, you can hardly see any lights. People sit on the floor, you know, or low stools like mourners. And then Lamentations is read because they're remembering what happened to our place of worship way back when. Yet in spite of the saddest time, there's hope and optimism. Rabbi teaching says the Messiah is to be born on the 9th of Av. So we won't even remember the bad times anymore. We're just going to remember the good times, right? You know? The Messianic times, mournful time, transformed into one great joy of celebration. Then in closing, just let's close with Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children with all thine heart, with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity, compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Lord thy God has scattered thee. You know? And that's what's happening today. You go to this, you know, Jerusalem, you go to Hebrew University, you go to the stacks in the library, you can see every kind of language. They speak every kind of language, the Jews. They've been all over, you know? What do you think they're doing such good times over there in the Middle East? Because during the Spanish Inquisition, when the Jews were kicked out of Spain, you know, where did they go? Arab countries. You know, they speak Arabic. They, you know, and we were in Israel. Here we had led this little girl. She's taking special courses in Arabic because she's going to be infiltrating as a young girl. You know, she's a Morena. You know, is, you know, Hebrew, Arabic, and other little dialects. You know, infiltrate. That's how they find out where all their enemy and what their enemy is doing. Beautiful. God has a plan for Israel. And not only that, but he has a plan for us, you know? I never thought that in my time I would be going down to San Salvador, you know, and working with poor people and, you know, learning a new language. And where my sister, I just called her this morning in Philadelphia, in Virginia, she's going to go out to the beach. You know, when we visit her, our one rule is if we visit her, and she lives in Alexandria, says, if we're visiting you, the rule is on Sunday morning, you take us to church. And you know what? She knows the rule. She never asks a question. She says, let's get ready to go to church, you know, and we go to good Bible-believing churches down there in Alexandria, Virginia. She knows the rule. Now, she doesn't believe yet, but you know something? She's been down to be with us in El Salvador twice already. Because there's something there. She says, you know, you guys are doing something. She even brought a friend of hers this past year. He wanted to see the building, what we were doing. And by God's grace, you know, seeds are being sown, you know, water's being sprinkled, and the Holy Spirit has to do his work. So we just pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You know? That's what our prayer is. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your love and grace. Lord, we just thank you for the gift of life that you've given to us, the hope that we have in you more than anything else, Father. And we thank you. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb that cleanses us from all our iniquities. And we pray, Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for each one of ourselves, Father, and our families, that you might allow us to be stones for you, Father. Keep us strong, we pray. Touch us as only you can, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Was this my water?
Yes.
We'll have it a little bit now. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Herb. Shall we stand together, please? We're going to have a verse of an invitation today, because there might be somebody here whose heart is not right with God. Your life is messed up, and you need to get it straightened out with him. Maybe you're unsaved. I don't know the condition of your soul. That's between you and the Lord. But today, if you're unsaved, remember that Jesus is the only Savior. He's the only one that can save you. Now, we appreciate this message that Brother Irv has brought to us today. And it's a good reminder. God is in charge. And he's going to see this thing through. There are going to be some hard times coming. But we remember to put our faith and our trust in him. He's going to bring it to pass. But today, make sure you're on the right side. What's our number, Brother David?
496.
Number 496. Sing one verse of invitation. Somebody here may need to come. This morning, will you respond to God's call? Amen. All right, Brother Irv got you out early today. I say early. Actually, it's on time. Amen. So don't be in too big a hurry to leave. Hang around, and he's going to be back here at the door. And you tell him today when you leave. Make him feel good. Brag on him. Okay? Tell him how much, really, you appreciate his coming here. And we look forward to it every time that we have opportunity to have him here as our guest speaker. We're glad that all of you came today. Hope you have a good afternoon. Stay cool. By the way, as a to help you out, we're going to leave the air conditioner on so that this evening at 6 o'clock, the building will be comfortable. So if you get too hot sitting in your house, remember you can come up here and cool off. Okay? Of course, we'll pay for it when we get our bill, but that's something else. Special offering. Amen. All right. Good to be here today. And I'm going to ask Brother Lancaster, if he will, to lead us in our benediction.